קודסר סחילוק ג' פרשס חוקה שיחה א' בהמשך למה שנאמר בריש פרשס אין זה סחוק סתירא מביא במדרש הפסוק מיתן תואם מתאמי. הפסוק says מיתן תואם מתאמי, that means הפסוק is asking how could something tore come from something that's tame. Like the medrash there brings different examples. Avram came from Terach. Avram is tore, comes from Terach, which is tame. Brings many examples al derech zeh. And then it says it says, same thing we find also by Inyani Tume, that we have a toy that comes from Tome. This is, Beheres ka gris ba'adam Tome, baruch ha'bukuli toy. Beheres is a type of Tume, connected with Tume Tzaras, Beheres. So if you have a shika gris, ka gris is a certain shir, certain measurement. So if you have a Beheres, which is shika gris, on a person's skin, then he's Tome. If it's baruch ha'bukuli, if it's mispashit on his whole goof, then he's Tome. So that's a inyan also like me it's entire mitame. Even though if it's kagris, it's tame. If it's even more, then it becomes toy. Toy comes from something tame. And Misayim, it finishes off over there in the Medrash. She brings the end of the pasuk. Says the end of the Pashna pasuk is me it entire mitame. But and he says leyechot. So the way the Medrash teaches is meet and toy mitame. Who's the one who causes such a thing which seems to not make any sense? That something tame should come from something toy, like we said, like Avram from Terach, or like the examples of Tumah Taira, that you have something which is a little bit is toy, and even more it's a little bit is tame, and if you have even more it's tame. Who does that? Le'echad. Only the Eibushter. Meet Sivake, me Gazake, Lay Hidishalayla, only the Abish, which is the Echad, Yhidishalayla, Mamakadish Baruch, Kakak, Xerxati, at the Rash Lavra Xeresa. The Abish says, it's a chayk that I made, a Xer that I made, you have no rishus to go against my Xeris. No, Zaini, which is the Maila Matam Vidas, the Abish, which is Echad, he could decide that Toy should come from Tom. That's what it says in the Medrash. Meet the Avi Medrash, come in Yonim Chukim, Shabetum of a Tire, Bechad, Machtam, a Chukit, the Pashtin, the Paradum. בהם של חמש שנים זה יש חוק סתירה. שמע מינו שהמדר שמפרש שבזה יש חוק סתירה נרמז לי רק החוק את הפר האדומה, אלא גם החוק שבכלל עושים נתום ואת הרוסן שצד השווה שבכל הדוגמה, אז כאילו גם אין פר האדומה. סיס הזה. פשטס, פוסט פשט את הפוסט זה יש חוק סתירה. פוסט פשט את הלושן הפוסט זה יש חוק סתירה. הפר האדומה זה עניין וחק. הפר האדומה זה כבר עניין וחק. פשטס, פוסט החק שבפר האדומה. זה פיימס עניין. זה בית פר האדומה, it's מתאיר it's at meim, and the tam is at tahir. It makes someone which is tame tahir, and the person which is misasik in the union of the zirik the paraduma being zirik the paraduma, one is misasik and that he himself becomes tam. So the chayk doesn't seem to make sense. That's the pashas why we say zeis chuk is at tahir. Tere says zeis chuk is at tahir about paradum. But from the fact that the Medrash puts the Indian of Zeis Chuk Satera, not just about Paradu, but many Indianim and Tum and Taira, which we find that don't seem to make sense, like we just put before the Moshe, the Indian of Beheres, that if you have a Shir Kegris, it's Tame, if it goes and it's mispashed on the whole goof, then it's Tair. Many Indianim and Tum and Taira, and the Medrash connects it all to the Pasuk Zeis Chuk Satera. It's Mashma that the Medrash explains that the Lashon Zeis Chuk Satera is not just because of the specific irony that we find in Paraduma, the specific Indian in Paraduma, which doesn't seem to make sense. It's because Bechlal, in Yonu Tum V'Tayre Bechlal, and Nichlal, and Zeis Chuk Satera. Yonu Tum V'Tayre, don't go l'fi Klali HaSeichel. Zeis Chuk Satera is a general Indian that, because we're talking about Tum V'Tayre, it's a chik. It's an Indian which doesn't go l'fi Klali HaSeichel. Haynu, Shachuk de Paraduma, Yilei Rach HaGzeri Shubeprati Dini Para, Ela Gam HaGzeri Shubini Klali Da Tum V'Tayre, Aba Yidei HaPara. Say Bazei, the Zeis Chuk Satera is saying that Tum and Taira in essence is something which is not doesn't make sense. Not because of a specific problem in Paraduma. Because that's the Medrash connects Zeis Chuk Satera to many Inyanim in Tum and Taira. So it's not the specific problem in Paraduma, the specific Inyan that the Iskin Bepara, Atmei, and Matam and Begadim, and he that he Gufim Taira's Begadim, that the ones who are Isik in the Parah there, Begadim become Tamei, even though the Parah itself is Matayra Begadim. It's not that's the specific. That specific Indian which makes it a chayk. The chayk of Paradum is the general Indian of Tum and Taira. It's the etzim Indian of Tum and Taira is the Indian of a chayk. It's not the pshat that the etzim, a mace, has the achilus to make someone tame al piseichel, or that mayim should make someone toir al piseichel. The etzim, it's the Indian of a chayk. What's a dafka, a mace makes someone tame? There's no Indian logical Indian in it. It's an Indian which is a lamayim, a matam vidas. So, the Zeis Chuk Sateira is not going on the specific problem in Paradume. It's going on the Ener Etzim Inyan that Tumah Taira is Lamayel Masechel. That's why the Medrash is able to bring so many different Dugmois of general Inyanim and Tumah Taira that are all Nichol in the Inyan of Zeis Chuk Sateira. Chlal Seisur Beloshna Rambam. Dava Barav Golish Atumah Vatayra Zeis HaKosavein Vein Medvarim Shadayit Shaladim Achrayte Varein Mechal Chukim. It brings Lashon Rambam just because the Lashon that he brought before from Ayim Chazal, from a Medrash, there it talks more about specifically about Tumas Meis. It says, Leah Meis Metame, Leah Mai Metare. But there's other Nyanim of Tumah Taira, Tumas Sheretz, there's many different types of Tumah Taira. And the Rambam says that the same logic which we said about Meis applies to all Tumah Taira, that Bechlal, there's no logic behind why a certain thing is Metame, why a certain thing is Metare. It's not an Inyan which a person could come to with his own Seichel, it's an Inyan which is a Chayk. And the Zeis Chuk Zateira is going on this closed thinking of Tumah Taira. Zeis Emeres, and Yeis, the Zeis Chuk Zateira, and Medubra, B'shaiches, L'Tumah, Smeis, V'Tara. So, the Pashat Saksum, and Zibol Ram, is Gamal Chuk, is B'chol, singing the Tumah Taira. Even though the Pashat, Zeis Chuk Zateira, is talking about Tumah Smeis, talking about Paraduma, which is specifically for someone which is, has the union of Tumah Smeis, but, B'etzem, like we said before for the Medrash, it's going on all Inyanim of Tumah Taira, that B'chol, the whole union of Tumah Taira is the union of a Chayk. This is all Negeya, this whole Sifal of Zayak Domef, what the Rebbe is going to say later in Sifay. The Rebbe is going to learn later in Sifay, Kama Vekama Hirois, that we see in general in Yonim and Tumah Taira, not about Paraduma, not about Tumas Meis, generally, Bechal by Tumah Taira, different in Yonim, that bring out very much the element of Chayk, how every single mitzvah is a Chayk. So the Rebbe is going to learn later in the Sikha, that Zizchuk Sateir is teaching us that all the mitzvahs in Taira are really an Inyan of Chukim. And Mela, we have to treat mitzvahs in a certain way, like we're going to see later in the Sikh. And this inyan, how we have to treat mitzvahs in a certain way, we see in different general inyanim, general dinim in Tumah Taira. And those general dinim in Tumah Taira are not by specifically by Tumas Meis or by Parah Aduma. It's a general inyanim in Tumah Taira. So, how can we say that from Zeis Chuk Sateira, if the Taira is teaching us that every single mitzvah is an inyan of a chayik, how can we learn this inyan, how to compare all the mitzvahs to the inyan of chukim, from Tumah Taira Bechlal, when the Pasuk is Bepashta, it's only talking about Paradumas. So, Meila, the Rabbi's Makdim, it's Sifalif, that Bechlal, when it says Zeis Chuk Sateira, it's not talking about specifically the Inyan of Paradumas, it's talking about Bechal Tumah Taira. Meila, we could learn Heirois from Tumah Taira Bechlal, how to compare that to all the other mitzvahs of the Taira. To learn out from that, how to treat every single mitzvah in the Taira. Okay. Let's see Fal. Let's see Beis. Dua Shekol Nin Shebetaira Yesh Beira Bevedis Kolach Avechem Neisro, Bechal Mokim Bechal Zman. Kalosh materi nitzchis. Kama mitzvahs v'din ha'teri sh'negi rak bezvan sh'beis mikdash kayom, reizi rak menegi l'kiyum b'gashmis, ha'baruch nizga mitzvah seilin l'mayil ha'magbol t'zman ha'mok. Every single inyan is a yiron nitzchis in teira, so mayil of ha'mokom and zman, so therefore even in yonim which b'ike ha'shayich only bezvan sh'beis mikdash kayom, baruch niz ha'kupon and we're able to mekayin them in every single time, every single place. V'ike b'nidid, ar ikra inyid ha'kiyum t'din ha'tumat teira bezvan sh'beis mikdash kayom. Tumah Taira be'ikir akupanim. Maybe the certain yonim which I give him when b'sim mikdash not kaim, but ikir yonim of Tumah Taira is neighbors manch b'sim mikdash kaim. But teichin yonim b'avid ruchnis u'kayim v'shayach b'chol zman amokim. But that's all. When I get to the gashm, it's the kinyin of Tumah Taira. But when I get to the ruchnis, the kinyin of Tumah Taira, it's always shayach. Wait, no, kod b'zeh. Hayrod zeis chuk sateira shayachas l'kol achav echad. Gam l'kod goyin eilu d'yodam akam. Shari gam heim avarach b'ich sateira hirok shakeinim pasha zu b'tir shu b'ksa. אבל אם אתה פרט בתאיר שבעל פה, מברך רק כשמבין עלי. What's the difference between תאיר שבקצב ותאיר שבעל פה? תאיר שבקצב is the club. It doesn't tell us what to do exactly in תאיר שבקצב. A person reads, כשארת מלאיס על ידך, הוא אוהב תאיר פייס בנינךו, he doesn't know what it means to feel that you have to have four parshis, where to put them exactly. He knows that בכלל, זה פסעיני, that we have to tie something on our hand and something on our head. You learn תאיר שבעל פה, you know the פרט יעדין. Now, who's shaykh to Teresh B'Ksav and who's shaykh to Teresh B'Alpeh? Every Yid is shaykh to Teresh B'Ksav. Even the Pasha Shabbat Pshutim, if he makes a Birchas HaTeira, if he reads something in Teresh B'Ksav and he's not shaykh to understand it, he starts to make Birchas HaTeira. He's shaykh to Teresh B'Ksav. Teresh B'Alpeh is only someone which is shaykh to Havana V'Asaga. Someone which doesn't have Havana V'Asaga. If he's going to read Teresh B'Alpeh, he's not doing a mitzvah B'Chal. It's not Teira. Yes, he can't make a Birchas HaTeira. It's called the Chais that we must say that the Hira, that there is in Zeis Chuk Sateira, is not from the Pratim. It's from the Klal. He says that when an Amoritz reads Zeis Chuk Sateira, that's Teira for him, even though he doesn't understand. He doesn't know the Pratim. He only knows the Klal. That was Teira Shebuksav, like he said, is the Klal. Teira Shebalpeh is the Pratim. And Amoritz is Shaykh to Teira Shebuksav. Only certain people are Shaykh to Teira Shebalpeh, but everyone Shaykh to Teira Shebuksav. Kub Dechei is that the Hira has to be not from the Pratim, but the Ira has to be from the Klal. Because the Pratim, that's only for those who are Shaykh to the Pratim. What about the person which is only Shaykh to the Klal, not Shaykh to the Pratim? It must be Ira for him also. So Mizem moving Ashaira, the Kolach of Echo, the Lima Pratidinim, Shin Lamai Masagos Shalisha Pashid, and the Kolach in the Zeis Chuksatera. The Kolach of Zeis Chuksatera is already Hira. It's also Hira, obviously, from the Pratim. The Rebbe's not sure that there's Hira from the Pratim. But there's Hira from the Pratim. Because that's also a chiluk of Teira. But there must be a Hira that comes out even without knowing the Pratim. Just knowing the Indian of Zeis Chuksatera. That's all Zeira. But for us, because there's certain people which are only Shaykh to the Klal without the Pratim. So it must be that there's already Hira in the Klal only. Shlomo Bavarin, later in the Sikha, Sifei, Rebbe brings Hirois from Kam Vakama Dinim Pratim and Tumant Haira. Hirois from Dinim Pratim and Tumant Haira. Yanam Tedish Val Pelachur. It's not a stirrit what he's saying here in the Sifbei is that the Hira has to be from the Klal. Because, like we just said, it's Avad the Pasha that is also Hirois from the Pratim. The Rebbe is just saying that there has to be a Hira ready for the word Zeischuk Sater, for the general lineage of Zeischuk Sater. And that's the Iker of the Sikha. The Iker of the Sikha is that Zeischuk Sater already teaches us an unbelievable Hira, but the entire Tate, how to look at the entire Tate. Avada, if you want to go more by Pratis, this Hira Gufa, you can understand better when you look at the Prati Adin. And the Prati Adin will show you how to treat this Hira better, how to understand this Hira better, how to apply it more. Meil, the Rebbe Taka explains later in the Sikha that we learn Hira is from the Pratim also. But there has to be a Hira that already was licked chain of the verte Zeischuk Sater. That's what Rabbi Zvi Madgish says in Siv Beis. And he's talking about this Hira in Siv Gim. If you want to be hacked and pirish a Yidua, but Mashana is Zeischuk Sater, L'chei Rehav Leilamei is Zeischuk Sapar. Famous Shaila, Tater comes to tell us how to be the kind of dinam of Paradum. So it should have said Zeischuk Sapar. These are the laws of Par. What's Pshat Zeischuk Sater? The hook of the Tater, it's the hook of Par. So in the Kutzichas Chilches, the Rebbe says, Rapi Pshat, Zeischuk Sateira means that this is the Hachik Bechei idea. That says, there's many Chukim in Teira. Many in Yonah which we don't understand. Leisiv Asher Di Bechal Levi Meir is also Hachik. Basu Bechal, is also Hachik. But of the Chukim Gufa, there's no Chik which is as least understood like Paradum. Because Paradum Mamesh has Dabu Vifuche. So Mamesh has Tira Minei Obey by Paradum. We'll see soon, even Shleima Melech said about Paradum that doesn't understand it. So Zeischuk Sateira, this is the Chayk, the greatest Chayk that there is in the entire Tate. That's all Derech HaPshat, the Pshat in Zeischuk Sateira. That's all Api Pshat. But like the Rebbe brings here, there's the Pirish HaYidua, which is the Pirish of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe says in Lekutei Teira that Shamitza the Paradum Yesh Batech Ranimtza Bateira Bechlal. Vezeo Zeischuk Sateira, Zeischukah Shebepara Sheyachukah Dateira Kul. The Rebbe Taichi, Zeischuk Sateira means that there's something in Paradume which is, and every mitzvah you have that teichen. Paradume resembles the teichen of every single mitzvah. So Zeischuk Sateira. This union of Paradume is what you find in every single mitzvah in the Teira. That's what Alter Rebbe teaches. Now, what does the Alter Rebbe actually say in look at the Teira? Alter Rebbe says that in Paradume we see the union of Ratzi Veshuv, because Paradume has both Eish and Mayim. Eish is the union of Halo, Ratzi. Eish is Tivei is Lalis Lamayla, always goes upwards. And Mayim is Tivei Leded Lamata, goes downwards. Meila A shows an Indian of Ratzi, and Mayim shows an Indian of Shuv. Now the Rebbe explains that every single mitzvah in the Torah, the whole Indian is to have Ratzi and Shuv. Meila, that's Pshat. Zeischuk Sateira. This is what every single mitzvah is about. Every single mitzvah is about the Indian of Ratzi and Shuv. That's what the Rebbe says in the Torah. But the Rebbe says, in other places, even in the Sikha Guf, you see that the Rebbe is medayik like that, but in other places, the Rebbe spells it out more in the Kutzich Schiluk Yudches, Lamashal, in Parshas Chukas, the first Sikha. It says, from the fact that the Torah says Zeischukah Sateira, it doesn't say Zeis Mitzvah Sateira, let's say. It was according to the Pirush HaAlter Rebbe, you could have said Zeis Mitzvah Sateira. Meila, according to the Pirush HaPashet that we bought before from Chelek Ches, Pirush HaPashet Zeischukah Sateira, that this is the Chukah, HaChukah. There's no greater Chukah than this in Torah. It's very fascinating why he uses the Lashon Zeischukah Sateira. Because we have to say, you can't say Zeis Mitzvah Sateira. The whole point is that there's no greater Chayk than Paradum. But according to the Pirush HaAlter Rebbe, that we're trying to show that the union of Paradume is the teichen of every single mitzvah, then you could have said, Zeis mitzvah sateira. Why dafka Zeis chukah sateira? This is the mitzvah of the teira. Every single mitzvah is the same teichen as Paradume. From the fact that it says Zeis chukah sateira, it shows you that even if we're going to go according to the Pirush HaAlter Rebbe, that we're trying to say that the teichen of Paradume is be'em is the teichen of every single mitzvah, this must be brought out with the union of chayk gufa. That says, what is the teichen of every single mitzvah that it is a chayk? That's what the Rebbe is going to teach over here. Yeah, was, if we're going to feel the Pirush Alter Rebbe, that we're saying that Pola Adume is be'em as the teichin apnimi of every single mitzvah, it must be not just stam saying, you know, Pola Adume, the chayk shebe Pola Adume. Because otherwise, it wouldn't use the Lashon Zeis Chukas Ateh. It could have said Zeis Mitzvah Ateh. So Rebbe says, B'vai Zeh Baruchem, V'vur B'zeh Baruchem. Talk about Tal. Mitzvah Zul, Yeis Chukka, V'afilu Be'erach, Shara Mitzvah Shebesug HaChukim, Lochein, B'zeh Guf, V'klol Eskola Mitzvah. It's not stam say that there's a psa'in in a par adumah, that's the teichin of every single mitzvah. The chukr, zeis chukr zatera, the chayk shebeza. And that, you know, especially because it's the chayk, like the Pirush HaPashas, zeis chukr zatera is the greatest chayk that's possible. This inyan, that it's the greatest chayk possible, be'emes, every single mitzvah is just as much of a chayk like par adum. What's the pshat? The vatam. Chudem, we know that there's different kinds of mitzvahs. It's Eidus, Chukim, Mishpatim. There are mitzvahs that befeidish have a tam. And this, that mitzvahs have a tam, it's not an Indian that some people made up that the mitzvahs have a tam, or that we think we understand the tam of certain mitzvahs. And really, we don't really, in other words, we could say, this, that, let's say it says, Gezel has a tam. It doesn't make sense to steal from, say, you shouldn't steal from someone else. It doesn't make sense to steal, sorry, it doesn't make sense to steal from someone else. Say, B'chas Eichel, that you should be allowed to take something that belongs to someone else. Person might say, yeah, we understand, it makes sense to us that you shouldn't steal, but maybe that's not really the reason of the mitzvah. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah. That just happens to be. We also, even without the Torah, we also makes sense to us not to steal. But that's not true. That's not true. The Torah calls it mishpatim. Says the Torah itself says that the time is maramiti. And the Torah says that you have to be mekayim the mitzvah tam also. Like Rambam famously says, there's a difference between chukim and mishpatim. That when it comes to chukim, Chazal say that you shouldn't say that I really don't want to eat davar acher, I don't want to eat chaz. No, fakat, you're supposed to say I really want to eat it. Ma'ezeh shavinu shushmaim gozer alai. What should I do? The Eibush said that I shouldn't eat it. Whereas when it comes to minyanim of mishpatim, a person is not supposed to say I really want to steal. Elamai the Torah told me not to steal. No, a person has to understand that it doesn't make sense to steal. Meila, even mitzat tivei shouldn't want to steal. The Rambam says, in other words, mishpatim is inyan amiti al piteira. It has a tam al piteira. So a Mela, if it's a Inyan Amiti HaPiteira, it's not Stamazeh that we also happen to have a reason, it also makes sense to us. No, it's Emes HaPiteira that it's an Emes HaTam. It's Vosip Pshat Take that every single mitzvah is Take Inyan of a Chayk. So he says V'atam, because Kol HaMitzvah Mehusn L'Ratzon El, Shlamay L'Mechinas Chochm V'Tam. Ratzon is Lamay L'Mechochm V'Tam. There's Inyan of Seichel, there's Inyan of Ratzon. Seichel means you can have a ratzim which is al pisechel also. Very important to bavad. You can have a ratzim which is al pisechel, which is miyusad an sechel. But that itself goes into the gather of chachma. Ratzim that he's talking about over here means ratzim which is not based on chachma. Chachma is with this gedarim. Chachma means this gedarim outside of the person. You don't decide what's true al pisechel. You can't say, I want that this should be a good thing and I want this should be a bad thing. If it's good, al pisechel, it's good. If it's bad, al pisechel, it's bad. You don't decide if it's good or bad. Zeh izas al pisechel yasechel. Certain things are good and certain things are bad. When the Eibishter told us not to steal, it's not the pshat that he told us not to steal, because be'etzem, this gedor, be'etzem, being mushchis is a bad thing. Be'etzem, being an ethical person is a good thing. That's not the pshat of mitzvahs. That's the whole, that Eibush is higher than all Gdarim. You can only say that there's Gdarim already, pre-existing Gdarim, when you're talking about in a certain Madregis and Elkuz and Seder Shtashl. Seder Shtashl is the Eibush to put himself in a system, so to speak, with his Gdarim. It's already a set-up system. A Maila is a Maila, a Chsar is a Chsar. But the Eibush is higher than Maila, a Chsar. Who makes this a Maila and who makes this a Chsar? Who says being a good person is a Maila and being a Shlechta person is a Chsar? This Guf is a Ged that the Eibush made. Eibishter made these gdarim, and Eibishter put himself in such gdarim and say der shtashlus. Put himself kviyach on such gdarim. Mitzvahs come from the etzim of the Eibishter. Mitzvahs come from the way the Eibishter is lamaylam and say der shtashlus. There's no gdarim whatsoever. So why take the Eibishter say do this and don't do this? So this is not because it's like inyan of ratzon lamaylam atam v'das. Inyan of ratzon. Eibishter wants. It's not because of a pre-existing gedda that he wants. Most of our tzeinis are based on gedarim. It's very hard for us to understand the musik of ratz. But that when someone wants something, it's because that inyan already has something that it could add to the person. A person wants a house. Why does he want a house? Because a person is made up of such a way that it's good for him to live in a nice dwelling place. And so the meila, a nice house, helps him. It's be'etzem hazeh. Before you had the rotzen, there's already a meila and having a nice house. A person wants to learn a lot of teira. He wants to learn a masechta. The in of learning a masechta is be'etzem a meila. In gidrei ilam, it's a meila to know a masechta. Even in stam gidrei ilam, a vadal piteira, it's a meila to know a masechta. Meila, when a person has a rotzen, to learn a masechta, the rotzen is based on the pre-existing meila there is in that inyan that he has a rotzen for. That's why it's for us, hard for us to understand the musik of rotzen. But emes rotzen is when a person wants something, not because of a pre-existing mail. The mail is that he wants it. That's the only mail that there is. There's no mail in a batsa. He wants it, that's the gansin. So when we say that the Eibishter wants us not to steal, the Eibishter wants us to mechabe the sa'avah sa'aim, all in yonim which makes sense al-piseichel, it's not the pshat that it starts from the fact that the Eibishter put himself already in a system with his daughter. With his milas, with his chesrenes. And because there's those milas and those chesrenes, Mele told us to do tach v'kach. No. Mitzvah start from a hechel inyan. Mitzvah start from the Eibush to the way is l'mailam mekol hagdon. Why does he want it? He wants it. There's no why. Not, it's not in a place in the lukus with shaykh why. Why is shaykh only when there's already a musig of something which is good and something is bad? Then you could say, we could say this milah was gaiden that you should want it. Eibishter wants it from my heart, but it's higher than the milas and chesreinus b'cha. All the mitzvahs are rotzen, even the mitzvahs are mishpatim. Gama mitzvah sheyesh alein ta'am. Ve'ein ha'inyin shom husan yachachma, al shrotzen al yibar chod nimshach v'nislam b'sh b'vchen ischachma v'ta'am. Even in those mitzvahs which there is a ta'am, like we said before, the mitzvahs are mishpatim, it's ha'inyin amiti that they have a ta'am. So l'chura, how are we saying that the mitzvah is not mitzad atam, it's because of ratzim, which is l'mayla matam? It says, the mahus is really an inyan of ratzim. L'peila was neslabish l'chach mevetam. To say, stal derech, a person that wants something, and he wants that mitzad atam. Afterwards, he also finds a tam, gives a tam. Tam could be an emes atam. It could be a true tam. The person wants something. He wants a specific kind of car. Let's say, he wants a specific kind of car. Dafke. He starts finding timing, and he'll tell you that there's be'emes a mile in that car. Dafke. That car could drive faster. It could help me more. It could help me with my needs. What I need more. The time is a time amiti. It's not that a person makes time because of the chanish ka time amiti. But it could be a time amiti. But the mahus is inyan of chachma. Now, the mahus is inyan of ratzin. It was mislabish in a time also. So that is that. By mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs which have a time, the time is taka emes a time. And like we said before, you're supposed to makayim emes at a time also. It's inyan amiti. But it doesn't start from the time, it starts from inyan of ratzin shalom eilam a time. The Rebbe is meisif over here. This is based on the shenis and the mamarim. Says, Gamla Achra, Mohusan Atsmi, Mohusan Atsmi, Gamla Achra, Islabshus Rotzenel. The Mohusan Atsmi, even once the Mislabish and Chachma is Rotzenel, and like he brings in the order 13, Kyarotzen, Gam Kshiashal of Tam, Nishu Bemohusu Bepshitusi. By Rotzen, the way it works is that even Laacha, they have a Tam, it stays Bemohusu Bepshitusi. No, Mazbazan Abyssal, what he was saying over here. In other words, Chuda, what's the Seisof? The self assigned the pnim inside the order. The mahus naatz v'gam lach eslab shesrotzen elyin. Like he says in order 30, kiarotz v'gam kshesh lov tam nishu b'mozim shittus. Let's say we wouldn't add this in you. Chuda, we already mazv, very posh. We mazv. Emes is see why the Eibishter wants the mitzvah is mitzad arotz, not mitzad atam. He also gives a tam. No, is a chavada that the inyan of the mitzvah is rotz. But why do we have to say, it's mashma psazei, mashma, the mashma is like this. Be'emes v'al ksav kedai tichlu meimar, that even though the mitzvah starts from Ratzin, but once there's a tam, it's a baitzer. The mitzvah becomes not totally in a tam. Therefore, mechadish, I know. By Ratzin, mehusna atzmi, even lachar, that it's mislabish and chachm is Ratzin el. And like he brings from the order, that's the gather of Ratzin, that even when it has a tam, it's nishu b'mehusim b'shitusim. The chure, it's the chadam ha-pasha. We just said, that the mitzvah is be'emes starts with ratzon shel ma'ala matan. No, it's the chavad, that's the most of the mitzvah. The Eibishter wants it, that's the data. The Eibishter also gave it a time. What's the kesav kedaitach to think that now that it has a time, now it's mugdir in time? So why should I think something like that? The Vartis is very posh. What does that say? The Chlolis, when you have an Indian, a higher Indian, which is Mislabash, and a lower Indian, is afterwards it's Nitfas in the lower Indian. Says Lamosh. Say Chalamitis. A person understands that a certain Indian is good. Let's say he understands the mile of a certain Chacham Nifla. He understands that that person is Mamash a Chacham Nifla, Kvaldike Mensch. Meila, after he understands it so well, he's misaided in a midah of Ava towards that Chacham. He wants to be Dovuk in that Chacham. He feels a Mashicha towards it. Feels Pashat Ava. Feels a draw to become non to the Chacham. The Mashaych is to the Chacham. The Seichel was Meila the Midas. In the Seichel, he understood the Meila of that Chacham. In Midas, he has a he's the Meila of the Chacham plays a role in Regesh. So it's the Seichel, when it was in Seichel, the focus is on understanding the Meila. In an objective way, understanding the Meila. When it's in Midas, the focus is that because he has a Meila, I'm drawn towards it. I want to have a connection to him. There was the same inyan, the mile of this chacham, there's the way it plays a role in Elam HaSeichel, and there's the way it comes down to Elam HaMidis. When a person halchem b'midis, are you going to say that he used that the makke was an inyan of Seichel? Right now, your connection to that chacham is a connection of Seichel, not a connection of midis. Chabad and avad and isht. Avad started off that your connection with the mile, that chacham was a Seichel to connection. You understood his mile. At that stage, the taka wasn't a midis to connection. He had no feel, no gefil towards him. Right now, the Seichel was Mislabash Amidus. That same Inyan, the Havana that you had in his Tev, in the Mail of that Chacham, came down into the Elam Amidus. That you're drawn towards his Tev. You have a Mashicha towards him. You love him because of his Tev. Right now, your connection to the Chacham is a connection of Midas, not a connection of Seichel. Might have given that the Mokar is Seichel. Right now, it's Nitvus in the Inyan of Midas. Mamela. We could have thought that by his Ratzin, it's the same thing. If you have a Ratzin, which is L'mayla Matamadas, you want something, not Matzadatam, just because you want, that's all. But afterwards, you find the Tam. You say that it has a Tam. Now you think about the Maila of the Dover. Kviyachal, now you're thinking that you want it because of the Tam, the Maila that it has. So maybe right now, it turned to Ratzin Shalom, which is Alpitam Vadas. In Shayna Shayna, it's Ratzin Shalom, L'mayla Matamadas. Aber L'peil, it became a Ratzin which is Al Pi Tam V'Das. It was Mislabish and Tam V'Das. Just like Seichel was Mislabish and Midas. If that would be the case, then he used at the time of Al Pi Teira of Mitzvahs, the time of Mitzvahs, like we said before. So Avada and Sheder Shein, your Mitzvahs come from L'mayla Maseder Shtashel. So but right now, what's the gather of the Mitzvah? The gather of the Mitzvah is that it's Al Pi Tam V'Das. It says, Omeka Gavaldu Kenaf Kemina, and how we have to look at a Mitzvah. Later in the Sikh, we'll get into this more with Pratis and Bariches, but when you talk about something which is Alpitam Vadas, the whole gather of the Indian is the Tam Vadas Shabbe. It says, let's say, when someone wants something, it's at a mile. Someone wants something, it's at a mile. Let's say you want very much to buy a car. Why? Because it will help you get quicker. Now you walk every single day to shul, to work. If you have a car, you'd save time. So you want it because of the mile that it has. Someone wants something, but Sada Maila is the whole Ratzin is Nitfas in the Maila. Let's just say he would realize that something else would, that there's a Sibba or there's a Svara that says that the Maila is not true anymore. Lama Zogin, he thought if he'll buy a car, it will save him time. But now he realizes that, yes, that it costs so much to buy the car. Is a Tab Nach Gras Rechavis. So if I can't, I'll end up wasting more time. I'll have to work more. Oh, get back the ratzah for the car. He said, it's a ratzah which is alpitam v'das. If the svara goes away, the ratzah is not there anymore. So when we talk about a ratzah which is l'mayla matam v'das, ratzah which is l'mayla matam v'das, you can't say such a thing. If someone wants a car, for no reason, as they feel, that's it. I'm going to rechem with him and tell him it doesn't make sense. Who cares? He didn't want it because it makes sense. Let's say there was a ratzah which was l'mayla matam v'das, and right now it was mislabish and tam v'das. Chatila, you wanted a shleil alpitam v'das. Later, you found timing for it. You wanted a car, stamazet kiskevolt. Oh, no, no, no. Lacha, that he wants it, as shemazbir, it's also, there's a tielis in it. If it would be al derech seichel midas, that once the seichel comes to the elam of midas, it's taka nitfas in the inyan of midas. So if ratzon would be like that also, that once the taka comes down to the elam of tam v'das, once the ratzon is melubish in tam v'das, is now right now it's taka ratzon api tam v'das. And if you would take away the tam v'das, if you would say l'moshel, explain api tam v'das that there's no reason anymore for this ratzon, doesn't make sense to have this ratzon. There's no mile in this inyan. The ratzon would be in his battle. That would be daziv. That's what would come out. That's all we have to stress this initiative. By Ratzon, it's not like that. And Mela by Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, even though it's not just that the Sheir Shainin is in Ratzon Shalomayla Matan Vadas. The Sheir Shainin is Lamayla Mesayda Rishtal Shalas. It's not just that you're in a Sheir Shainin. Even Lacher, the Ebishter was Malbashir Chachma, the Ebishter gave Yatam to the Mitzvah. It remains Be'etze, Ma'inin Shalomayla Mesayda Rishtal Shalas. It remains in Ratzon Shalomayla Matan Vadas. And Mela, a person can't go and Mashal make Cheshbenis about Mitzvahs. This we'll see later in the Sechamor. A person can't go and make a Cheshben about a Mitzvah and we'll say, in this case, it makes more sense mitzad the close inyan of avodas Hashem that I shouldn't do this mitzvah. If it would be the whole inyan would be based on tam v'das, that would be true, maybe in certain cases. But if the inyan is ratz shalomayla mitam v'das, even though right now taka has a tam v'das, but what's the mahus that it stayed? It stayed by some inyan of ratz shalomayla mitam v'das. It's not an inyan. It didn't become, even after has chacham, even after there is an inyan of time, it's not nitfas in the time. It remains l'may l'may time. What's taka devart? Why taka is ratzon always nisha bepshitusay? This is not so negeya. I'm just saying one nekuda. The reason why ratzon is nisha bepshitusay is because ratzon is not a mokir for time, ratzon is a siba for time. That's the lashon in the memory. The says taze. Seichel is a mokir for midas. The gedder of seichel is, as if you understand something very well, darf is veren ainyin of amid. Memeila seichel alein zogt that b'shas that you come to elam amidus, dos is dos. The seichel right now is nitvus in the ainyin of amid. That's the gedder of seichel. His inyin is to bring to the ainyin of amidus. Sasaver shel amidus, now you're in the elam of amidus. Ratzin is not a mocker for anything. Ratzin is moved from all the keichas. Ratzin is lemeila of all the keichas. Ratzin is, without going down to hard, yichas ainyin, Ratzon is very different to all keiches and mele. It's not a mocker for any other keiches. Ratzon controls keiches. It's not the pshat that Ratzon is a process thing. That Ratzon, if someone wants to understand something, he'll push himself to understand it. But it's not the pshat that Ratzon itself is comes and slabish in the union of midas. Ratzon always remains a Ratzon. Ratzon is not a mocker for any other keich. Ratzon is a siba. What's the pshat? A siba. If you have a Ratzon which is so stark, so Ratzon zok that Hayesas, this Ratzon is such a stark inyan, has such a taker. It doesn't allow that there should be any ort nefesh, any inyan nefesh, which is not masking to the Ratzon. Memela, you'll be mamzi time him also why it's a good inyan also. In other words, when a person has a Ratzon, which is lamayla matam v'das, and later it comes up with time him why it's also a good inyan, it's not the pshat that the gather of Ratzon is that it has to be nislabish on Seichel. Ratzon remains always lamayla maseichel. Ratzon's inyan is not to come into Seichel. Ratzon is a siba. If you'll ask why lapel do you have timing, the siba is because Ratzon is such a stark inyan that it doesn't allow there should be any orte nefesh, kelel the inyan of tam v'das, kelel the inyan of seichel, that shouldn't be masking to the inyan of Ratzon. So, eilam haseichel is also masking to Ratzon. But it's not the shot that the Ratzon alone comes to the eilam haseichel. Ratzon remains Ratzon. Ratzon is not a mocker for seichel. Ratzon is a siba for seichel. Ratzon is the geirum why you have timing up in seichel. But it's not the mocker of seichel. Memele, even when you have taimim, it's not the pshat that the ratzon is nitfas in the time. So if let's say a person had taka ratzon, emes ratzon lemeila matam v'das, and later he's also mamtzi taimim, why it's a good inyan is if you come to him now and you shlug up those time, you'll say, no, du taimis das das is a wichtige sach, that you have a big tealus in this inyan, I'll show you that you have no tealus in this inyan. Is his ratzon going to be nechlash? Avadan avadan nisht. The ratzon remained the ratzon lemeila matam v'das. If would be like seichel midis, that the seichel is taka nitfas in the mid. So the same thing, if you would say a ratzon shalomayla matam v'das when it's slabish in tam, becomes nitfas in the tam, as if you would taka shlug him off, you'd show him as his tam is not an emes of tam, would be nechlesh the ratzon. But the emes is, a ratzon remains b'pshituse, b'mehusi b'pshituse. Therefore, even after this taimim, the taimim is not the mehus of the inyan of the ratzon. Therefore, even if you're machlesh the taimim, the ratzon itself stays with the same takif. So that is says, b'negit ha-mitzvus. Even though the taim ha-piteira are emes of taimim, time of Mishpatim, I am a time, but it's only because the Ratzon Elyon is so stark that even it's weird to say the Shtar Shlos also. It makes that even in the Elam where time is Azach, where everything's opposite, also that should be masked to the Ratzon also. But it's not the pshat that the ratzon itself is melubish in the time. The ratzon itself is nitfus in the time. It's only melubish in the time. It's not nitfus in the time. It doesn't become metzuyir in the time. Mila, it says menagel apayel is an afkimin how you're supposed to mekayim a mitzvah. So the lochin human should call a mitzvahs gam meisen amavanas al pitam vedas. Tzarech li is ba'if in zed afke. Tzarech lekayim an leibim p'nei sha'asecho v'adas mechayivam. Elu kemnusach b'riches ha-mitzvahs m'nei sha'tzivon. Neshkach gozer atzenel. Loshon av mitzvah b'riches ha-mitzvahs is ha-shaki nishon ha-mitzvahs v'tzivon. Ebesh the commander. Tzivon is rotsa shalmayla metam v'das. It's not an union of that Ebesh there's a svara. Be'etzem we have to do it even without the tzivoy. But mishpatim if it's a yikitzeh it's an union of tam v'das. It's not because tzivon. It's because be'etzem. Makes sense to not to steal. No, you have to do it always because tzivon. Why did I be saying why? Because be'etzem the mitzvahs are not. It says as it. There's an inyan which it says in a lot of places in the field of Zamorim that a person has to do mitzvahs dafkin even of Kabbalah Sil. He brings it into Santa Losh and he says that people many times they wish upon themselves that they should be Mekayim Chukim the same way they Mekayim Mishpatim. The person is Mekayim Mishpatim, the person doesn't steal, he's does kibud aveim because it makes sense to him, so he does it with the chayis. It makes sense to Sadi's gather of his Metzias that he should do these inyan. So wants to be an ethical person. He wants to be a good person. So, late sechem zayim mitzis that's what he's supposed to do. So, mainly does it with a chayis. Mashenko, when it comes to chukim, he says that it doesn't make sense to him. There's no connection to his mitzis. He does it, bless breda. The Eibushta said he has to do it, but it's not that he wants to do it. The Eibushta wants that he should do it. So, people say halavai should do chukim with the same chayis like I do mishpatim. Says the fiddle kinnah punkvake. Person has to say to himself halavai should mekayim mishpatim the way I mekayim chukim. And chukim you mekayim it only because the Eibushta said. And Mishpatim also, the Yisod has to be, even though, like we said before, Yitaka was supposed to do it also Mitzvah Datam, but the Yisod has to be that it's not because I want to do it, and it makes sense to me. The Yisod has to be the Eibushta said that I should do it, whether I understand, whether I don't understand, I'm doing it because the Eibushta said. Even Mishpatim has to be the Yisod. Why does Yitaka have to be like that? So in some places, the beer is because Mitzvah the Gavra, the says, Einach Lamed by Mishpatim, Mitzvah the Chefts of the Mitzvah, it's Taka Pitan Vedas. But the gavra, the person, the way you're supposed to serve the Eibushter is an Eifin of Avedis Eved, like it says in the Tanya Perek Memalov, that only when you do mitzvahs in Eifin of Avedis Eved are you able to connect to the Eibushter. It's when a person connects to the Eibushter and he goes with his ratzon, with his seichel. He says, I'm doing this because it makes sense to me. So you're doing the mitzvah because it makes sense to you. If it has to do with your gedorim, your mitzvahs, you're not able to imam shechalakus through a mitzvah. And never is bein arech to the Eibushter. And never can't be imam shechalakus with his own gedorim. If you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah, you're doing it because it makes sense to you, so you're doing the mitzvah, so how can you be mamshech lekus? Sheik, when a person does a mitzvah, because the Eibushter said he should do the mitzvah, so it's not about it's not his mitzvah, it's the Eibushter's mitzvah, so mainly can be mamshech lekus. That's the entire perek memal. So, a lot of places it says, that's why we have to do even mishpatim, like chukim, mitzvah kabbalah chasev, because it has to be bederech aved ha-seved, in order to be mamshech kedusha. But the Rebbe is saying over here much deeper. The Rebbe is saying, it's not only because you have to do it in such a eifin. That's pasha what the mitzvah is. If you're doing a mitzvah na'ifin of, like mishpatim, if you're doing mishpatim na'ifin of mitzat seichel, that you're doing the mitzvah because it makes sense to keep that mitzvah, so you're not connecting to the message of what the mitzvah really is. What's a mitzvah? Mitzvah is ratzah shalmayla matam v'das. Is it the Eibushter gevalt? The way the Eibushter is higher than gedorim of time. That's what the mahusav mitzvah is. Even when it has a time, like we just said, it's nishav mahusav pshitusi. The mahusav atzmi gam lachir slabshus ratzah na'aliyah. Meila, when a person does a mitzvah, if he's connecting to the message of the mitzvah, he has to do it mitzad the tzivah of the Eibushter, not mitzad the tam and svara that there is in the mitzvah. Zoi kavod, zoi kavod is a pasuk, zeis chukas ateir. Im sha mitzvahs nechlokis, bederach kalagim osum, chukum meidus mishpatim, arim hus na atzvah shekol mitzvahs ateir, gam asugim, the eidus mishpatim is chukas, that's zeis chukas ateir. Every single mitzvah, even a mishpatim and eidus, is zeis chukas ateir, every mitzvah is a chik. Another place the Rebbe says, when you get to other chukim, there's a shaklavataria. Could be that other chukim almost have a time. We can't understand the time. We're not smart enough to understand the time. Came to Paradum. Shleimem, which was Chacham Mikol Adam, he said, it's Takarachik, it's not Shaykh that I should understand it. The It means that Paradume, Taka doesn't have an Indian of time. Taka is Lamailam from the Indian of time. So maybe Begol, but Paradume doesn't have an Indian of time. So Zeis Chuk is a Teir. Every single mitzvah is Be'etzim Achik. It's not just that every mitzvah, we can't understand the time. It's too hard for us to understand. No. Every single mitzvah is like Paradume, that it Bechal's not Beged the time. Even Shleim Mechachim Mekolodim is not able to understand it. Achik him a man. Stay off from Zeis Chuk is a Teir. Okay. See Sif Dalit. Sad in Zeh, Ratzin the Chukah. That's the chukah shavu mitzvahs. Matzino kam v'kam advarim shebeshavus shav b'chol ad mitzvahs. V'ad shomer Chazal leite yeshu v'sheikum mitzvah shal teira. Chazal say a person doesn't have a right to go and say which mitzvah is more important than another mitzvah. This mitzvah is more important than a different mitzvah. A person is not allowed to do that. Which shows that we treat the mitzvahs as being equal. We don't say that one mitzvah is more important than another mitzvah. When a person has a ratzin, which is al pitam v'das, avada, it's shaykh to say one ratzin is more important than another ratzin. If I want two inyan, very much want a table, I want very much want a car. So a table is more important than a car. Mamash need it for to eat. Also, there's also a time in wanting a car. Which one is more important? Avada, you could say, this is more important, the one of the ratzah for a table is more important than the ratzah for a car. When it comes to mitzvahs, we say, no. You have no, not supposed to be yeshiva sheikum and tzitzah shal teira, they're all equal. So, what's the pshat? It's because of this inyan, that like we said before, that mitzvahs are be'etzim inyan of ratzah. I need to explain maybe the next fact, let's explain a little bit outside first before we read inside. The Rebbe is going to explain the difference between ratzah and chachmah. But it's easier to understand the difference between Ratzin and Chachma that we're going to say here when, from, if we compare two to say in this Gufa, like we've been speaking before, Ratzin, which is the Emes Ratzin, and Ratzin, which is based on Chachma, which is based on Tam V'das. When Ratzin is up to Tam V'das, there's a schalkus between one Ratzin and another Ratzin, and there's also a schalkus in the Ratzin Gufa. Ratzin, Shalei up to Tam V'das, there's no schalkus between one Ratzin and a different Ratzin, and within one Ratzin Gufa, you can't be Mechalik between the Prat. A ratzin which is al pitam v'das, like we just said, you could treat every single ratzin as a inyan b'fnei atzmi, and be done which ratzin is more important than the other ratzin. If a person wants a car and a house, it's to be done which one he needs more. Hastis, that each one has its own gedr. Why is that? Because the inyan of ratzin over here, it's not that you want v'sulei. It's there's a maila in the inyan that you want. The mail is be'etzim a mail. When someone understands something of Pisechel, he can't just decide to understand what he wants to understand. He has to understand in Yonim, behesim to the emes. The gdorim, what's the emes, what's good, what's bad, that's pre-existing. As a Jesus, before him, before his ratzin. So mainly when you have a ratzin to one inyan, you have a ratzin to a different inyan, each ratzin has its own gather, how important it is, how much mail there is in that inyan. You don't decide if this is a bigger mile and this is a smaller mile. But etzim hazeizis, the world was created in such a even that certain yonim are very important, certain yonim are less important. Mainly, each ratzin is behesim to the mile and the havat, the chachma. What chachma says, how much mile there is in that inyan, that's how much that ratzin is. So every single ratzin is bechuluk from the other ratzin. Every ratzin has its own gedder. Every ratzin is based on a different mile and a different inyan. And therefore, you can be down how important it is also. But you could separate each ratzin from the other one. You could say, I want this one more, and I want this one less. It's not the pshat that you, all the tzeinus I want. When you talk about ratzon, which is l'mayla matan v'das, the person wants, mamash ha-meshagas, another inyan which is important, another inyan which is very important, but all of them, matan ratzon, which is l'mayla matan v'das. It's one nekuda here. It's not the pshat, there's this mayla number one, there's mayla number two, there's mayla number three, and therefore he has three tzeinus. No, there's one nekuda, ervil. When does Milo number one, Milo number two, number nine, number three, and he has a ratzin to each one of those Milos? So each Milo is a bazundra Milo. So therefore, we can compare one ratzin to the other. When it's just that he wants all of them because ratzin la Milo matavadas, so the same nekud of him wanting this inyan number one is the same ratzin that there is that he wants inyan number two. And it could be that inyan number one is 1,000 times more important than inyan number two, but it's the same exact ratzin. Ervil. Might have committed this into another inyan. So the nekud of ratzin is one nekud. All the tzeinus are one nekud. Can't be mechalik between one ratzin and another ratzin. That's one, another Indian. Within one Ratzon Gufa, when you talk about a Ratzon which is on Pitam Vadas, this is Chalkas HaPratim. A Ratzon which is on Mayim Matam Vadas, it can't be Mechalak the Pratim. Let's say a person wants a very big house. Why? Because he wants a Makim Dira, Meruvach, wants a place where he could live comfortably. Let's say afterwards he wasn't able to get that big house that he wanted, but he got a small house. Are you going to say that his Ratzon was not Neskayim at all? He wanted a very big house because Dazeh is geschmack to live in a very big house. But Dazeh, a pratim, one of the pratim in that Ratzon was that he also wants Bechal a place to live. It was kind of a common pratim. Bechal, he wants a place to be able to live. He wants a place that has a few rooms. Nachbes, he wants a place that has many rooms. It's Nachmerevach. Every single pratim is a pratim of Neatzim. Maybe if one chelik was Neskayim, a chelik was Neskayim Akopot. Let's say a person wants to learn a 100 blad gemara. Why does he want to learn a 100 blad gemara? Because it's a big maila knowing 100 blad gemara. Maybe if he learned 90 blad gemara, you're going to say nothing was Neskayim? 90% was Neskayim. Even if he learned one blad gemara, 1% was Neskayim. One thing, he did one thing. If it comes with Sadatam, so he used that the Ratzon is based on what that thing that you want has to give you, could add to you, so Chela could also add something. Every single chelik is a part of the equation here. Is a part of what adds something. Mashiach, when a person wants something, shleah pitam v'das. He wants to learn 100 blad gemara, not mitzad demayil. As he wants to learn 100 blad gemara. If he learned 99, was his ratzon, 99 blad gemara, was his ratzon iskayim even a little bit? Wasn't it not iskayim at all? The nekuda was he wants 100 blad gemara. That's what he wanted. 100 blad gemara. If that's what he wanted, 99 is nothing. If you're saying mitzadatam, if you wanted a mitzadatam, so just like 100 is very chashuv al pitam, it's 99%, in tam v'das, it's 99% as chashuv as 100 is chashuv. It says, if there's a chashuv is to 100, then there's a chashuv is to 90 also. That's when you're going up yisir. If you're going mitzad ratzon, what's the whole inyan why he wants it? Only because he wants it. Is what did he want? He wanted 100, didn't want anything less. So if there's even one prat which is missing, the whole ratzon is not in the sky. Let's see inside. It says, "Mavuy b'kam b'kemes, hefresh ben kech haratzon l'kech hachochm. Chol hakech es apnim yishol adam. Chochm ba bischalkes, chochm comes bischalkes. Ein bischalkes klali, ein sechelach deim l'chaveri. When you understand something, every single sechel is in you b'fnei atzmei. Well, derech zeh, like we said before, a ratzon which is al pitam v'das. Every single ratzon is a different ratzon, is a different chashivas. Ein bischalkes prati b'chol haskol gufa shabod davke b'ribi pratim. Same thing is within one sechel gufa, you have a sugya. You understood a close dik a sugya. The close to Kasugi has a general Havana that I gave to you. But the Havana is made up of many different pratim. Now that is always said by Ratzon, which is Alpitam Vidas. If you want something which is Alpitam Vidas, you want all the different pratim which is included in this. And therefore, if you have one prat, you also have a prat akabonim you have. But Ratzon ain't a v'chinis ischalkas. When you talk about a Ratzon, which is Lomayla Matam Vidas, there's no ischalkas. Leib ischalkas klali, leib ischalkas pratim. Haino. Levad, zeshein be ischalkas with pratim yonim, shubakol pratchal dover shreitzim behu b'shove. Every single prat that you want within that thing that you want, it is b'shave. Like we said before, if you're missing even one blat of the gemara of the 100 blat of the gemara, you don't have all the ratzin. All the pratim are just as important as there's not one detail. If you wanted a house, and you wanted that there should be a wall should be painted blue. Besides, for all the other pratim, if even that prat wasn't the skyim, the whole ratzin wasn't the skyim. Because what did you want? You wanted a house that has also that wall painted blue. Every single prat is b'shava. Because you wanted the Indian as a whole, that's what you wanted. It's k'meikin, enim ischalk v'ischalk 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 behem. The name is v'dav v'zah ratzim b'eif v'kach, v'dav v'zah ratzim b'eif v'kach. Ki ein ratzim v'shtanul v'eif v'nanyanim v'ischalk behem. The same thing is v'ischalk v'ischalk, when it's a ratzim v'ischalk v'itam v'das, avad, there's a difference between how much you want one Indian and how much you want a different Indian. But when it's a ratzim v'ischalk v'ischalk v'itam v'das, even the most narish Indian that you want is just as important as the most important Indian, because the yisod is one, the yisod is you want, the yisod is you want. Menef Kemina, then how chash of this and how chash of something else? They're all just as equal. Well, that is zel be mitzvah satera, liyesim ratzon elyon, ein be'em ischalkas. Mitzvah satera is ratzon elyon, memeil is no ischalkas. V'lochein, lif'am im mitzvah ma'am mitzvah ein eklum, v'lif'am chelik ma'am mitzvah ikakul. Loshen from Samach Vav. Sometimes we find mitzvah ma'am mitzvah ein eklum. Mashal. If a person has an esrig and is missing the pitim. The pitim fell off. No, he has the whole esrig. He's just missing one chelik. If let's say a person read Krishna 1 second after Zman Krishna, one prat is missing. If the mitzvah would be al pitam v'das, he would say, let's say there's a inyan, the Eibishter wants, we should mekabel leil machashmayim in the morning. No. Chavad, the best would be if you do mamish in the morning. If you do it cut after that time, if you do it 1 minute after Zman Krishna, no, you don't have mamish, the shleimah saying. You don't have it mamish in the morning, mamish in the kedim, the shah, which blame Allahim get up. But you have something close to that you have also. You wouldn't say you have nothing. Hayes that the mitzvah is a shlomayim l'matam v'das, is a ratzim shlomayim l'matam v'das, in yinav ratzim. Is by ratzim, if it's missing even the smallest prat, the whole ratzim was in the sky. So it's not a mitzvah at all. It's not a gedra of a mitzvah. Someone who reads Krishna 1 second after Zman Krishna, it's not just a gedra from Krishna b'chal. It's kekere b'teira, but it's not Krishna b'chal. Someone has an esrig and there's a psul, one nekuda which is apidin makes it with ma'akiv, is a psul which is ma'akiv. It's not the pshat, b'chlolus has to happen to get on. Also, I have sapram, also a psul. It wasn't the seder, it wasn't the yevid, it's good. No, you have nothing, you have no, it's not a gather of a mitzvah b'chlam. That's the pshat, mitzvah, mitzvah, ain't a klum. But the fam mechelik ma mitzvah kekul. We also find, the other way around also. Moshe brings down some achvah, we're going to get the shutfin. For example, I don't know. Doesn't say they're an example, but L'chori can give an example from a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Teira, which many Paskim say that mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Teira is a mitzvah every single person should write a Sefer Teira. Let's say two people together go and hire a Sefer to write a Sefer Teira. Shutvis is many Paskim write that you're making the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Teira. Not sure, I don't remember now if the Rebbe spoke about this also when the Rebbe spoke about Sefer Teira. Clearly, it could be. It's a kedek the shetz, but I could put him, zicha that there's some Paskim which say that you're making the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Teira. So let's say Taka was like that. The two Shutvim went. And together they wrote a Sefer Teira. Are you going to say that each Shutif now has chetzi of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Teira? No. He has the entire mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Teira. Not a half of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Teira. What's the pshat? Pshat's posh. Hayes that it's an inyan of Ratzin is Mamanashach. If the mitzvah would be that you have to do it entirely yourself, then if you did it with a Shutif, you would have, not only wouldn't you have half of the mitzvah, you'd have none of the mitzvah. Let's say a mitzvah of putting on tefillin. So a person will say, I'm going to make a deal with someone else. I'll put on the shal yad and he'll put on the shal rosh. I don't know, maybe that's not a good example because shal rosh maybe not ma'akiv. But let's say a person will say, there's a mitzvah of eating kazayis mats. I'll eat one half of the kazayis, he'll eat another half of the kazayis. But he has nothing. It's not the pshat you have half of the mitzvah. Yes, that the mitzvah is that every single person should do the mitzvah. It's not shaykh to have half a mitzvah. If the Teira does say that Shutvim can do a mitzvah together, then Muzbazam, you have the whole mitzvah. That's what the Teira says. That even if you do a little bit of it, you have the whole mitzvah. It's not shayach by Ratz to Bechalik between half and the whole. Either you have the entire by doing a little bit, or you have nothing by missing even the little smallest prat. Why? Because mitzvah inyan of Ratz and Shalom Ayelam Matam Vadas. Okay, mitzvah Shalom Vimam 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 Shal